Good evening, and welcome to the Full Moon Meditation. My name is Pat Krajovic, and I'm here with my partner Dave from Ascension Breathing, and we are so delighted that you're joining us tonight. We were initially going to talk about praise and ascending in consciousness using the praise attitude, but with the tragedies that have occurred recently in Paris, we really believe that we really need to start taking stock of our own thoughts, our own beliefs, our own feelings, our own actions and reactions that may be contributing to the violence we see around us. Because as above, so below. As within, so without. It can't be out there for me to see if a little bit of it does not reside in me. Hard to accept, sometimes hard to wrap your mind around. But I really think we need to delve into this so that we can start changing our consciousness, which will help change the consciousness of mankind. If not you, who? If not now, when? You know, in pretty much every religion throughout time, there is a theme of loving our neighbor as ourself and treating others the way we want to be treated. There is a theme of love of self, love of neighbor, and of forgiving those who have done harm to us, just as we forgive ourselves for the mistakes we make. So when we look around us, we wonder, how can people slaughter innocents in the name of God, in the name of religion? How is this senseless violence in accordance with divine law? Now, you may sit back and say, well, I can't control that. You know, I'm not part of the government. I'm not part of any agency that can monitor the behavior of others. But guess what? If it's out there, like I said earlier, there's a piece of that in each of us. Otherwise, it would not be in our consciousness. So maybe it's time we take responsibility for the mess we can clean up in us and help change that out there.
The good news about looking at consciousness this way is that you're not only working on yourself and clearing heavy, negative, dense energies within you, but what we're saying is there's an effect out there as well. People will start to show up differently as a result of your level of consciousness. That's what this is all about, but it begins with us owning the energy that is within us. Now, most of us, as Pat said earlier, are going to have a hard time with this because the world has conditioned us to believe that things are done to us. But we've all heard of the law of attraction, in that like energies attract like energies. Therefore, whatever we're vibrating within is coming to us outside of ourselves. In other words, we're the creator of that. And if you can just wrap your mind around this and accept this, yeah, that means that everything you're experiencing in your life, you're responsible for. That scares a lot of people. It pushes a lot of people away. They're not willing to own that. Why would I want to create pain in my life? Why would I want to create suffering or illness or poverty? Well, consciously, none of us do. But underneath where the unconscious is and where the soul is working, there are experiences the soul is longing for us to have to be able to choose a higher aspect, a higher vibration. And so that's what this meditation is about. Let's own it, let's clear it, let's change our vibration, let's be the energy of peace, and that consciousness will reverberate throughout the world. As Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. This is where it begins. With you, with me, with each of us. You know, I'm going to reference a study that was done in consciousness and meditation. It was referenced in the DVD that came out, What the Bleep. If you haven't seen it, I really recommend you see it, because it brings in a lot of these concepts and how science is proving or converging with spirituality. So there was a study that was done that proposed or hypothesized that violent crime in Washington, D.C. could be reduced by up to 25% or more simply through the process of meditating. They knew through other studies they had done that this could be the results that could be achieved. They proceeded to, I think the number was 4,000 meditators. And over the course of a week and 2 weeks, I think it was upwards of a month, I'm not sure. But the chief of police had said that it would take a snowstorm with 2 feet of snow in the month of July for violent crime to be reduced by that much. But sure enough, over this period of time, those were the results that were achieved, a reduction in violent crime of 25%. And it only took 4,000 people to change their level of consciousness to affect such a great change in that city. You have the power to make such change in your life and the lives of others on the planet. So let's begin. Let's begin by clearing our consciousness and going deep and touching that soul energy that goes beyond all understanding.
But before we begin, I'd like to just make one more point, and that is that when we react to violence like this with fear, with anger, with a feeling of retaliation, with a feeling of wanting to hurt or see someone hurt the people who harm the innocents, we are acting in the very same way that the terrorists have acted. So we are contributing to that energy because we are that energy. So let's stop that right now and bring peace and bring love and bring a sense of forgiveness in our hearts, clearing the energies that are of violence within us so that we can spread that peace and light and love. So now let's begin. Get comfortable, preferably seated with your feet flat on the floor, your body, your spine erect, your body comfortable, your hands facing upward in your lap, your spine erect. If you feel like you want to lie down, that's not as ideal, but go ahead and do that. Make sure that you have some support under your knees to relieve the pressure on your lower back. And let's just close our eyes and start to focus on our breath. The in-breath coming in, feeling our chest, letting the chest expand. Exhaling very slowly, letting go of all stress energy, of all thought, of all feeling, letting go. And just watching the breath coming in, the body opening, receiving, and letting go on the out-breath, an act of surrender. Breath coming in, breath going out.
And let us now invoke for divine blessing. To the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the angels and archangels, the holy saints, the ascended masters of light, our spiritual teachers, guides, council of elders, and our higher soul, we thank you for your blessings of divine light, divine love, and divine will. And we thank you for disintegrating error thinking, instances of anger and heaviness and resentment, instances of separation and conflict. We thank you for disintegrating all energies that are not born in love and freeing our hearts to love with compassion and unconditionally. And so it is. Amen. Continuing the breath, connecting the breath so there is no pause between the inhale and exhale. That's it. Breathing in the life force. Letting go of all obstructions to life. Surrendering to the flow of life. I am one with my breath. I am one with life. Allowing any feelings that you have to come up, especially about the recent acts of violence in the news, any anger or fear, just let the feelings arise. Breathe into them, engage them, allow them to be, for they are true for you. I feel what I feel, and I surrender to my feelings. It's safe to feel. It's safe to breathe. However, I am the soul. I am not my feelings. I am not the anger I feel. I am not the lack I feel. I am not the fear I feel. I am the soul, a being of divine love, compassion, bliss, and grace. I am the soul. I am that I am. Continuing to breathe. Breathing into any places of resistance. As you breathe, scan your body. See if there's a place of resistance where the breath does not seem to want to flow so easily. Place your awareness there. Breathe into that place. Become one with that place. Surrender to that place. The breath is life. The breath is a high vibration energy. Breathe in this high vibration love force, life force, light force. For it will disintegrate all that is not love. I release those energies now, and I rise to a higher vibration. I ascend above the thoughts of limitation. Thoughts of fear. Thoughts of anger. I am the soul. And I am one with God.
So let's go back to the feeling and the thought we have about that feeling, our fear, our anger, our rage at the unnecessary violence inflicted on innocents. I'm sorry for the thought of anger and fear that I have created. I'm sorry. Please forgive me for not being in the state of pure love. I love you for showing up to give me this teaching and to allow me the opportunity to clear these energies in me. Thank you. I am so deeply grateful. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry for creating this limitation within my field of consciousness. Please forgive me for drawing this energy unto me and onto the planet. Thank you for bringing it to my awareness that I have created this. Now I release you. I need you no more, for I have learned my lesson. And I release you to be something higher and greater in this moment. I love you, for you are my creation, but I set you free. Go forth now so we can both be of a higher vibration, of a higher energy of love and light and compassion. Thank you for disintegrating these energies. Thank you to the angels, the holy saints, the guides, masters. Thank you for removing these energies from me. And in its place, thank you for filling it with love. Thank you. Breathe awake love now and feel the expansiveness of love within you. Thank you for love. Thank you for the radiance of love. Thank you for the expansiveness of love. And the peace that resides with a loving being. Settle into the peace of love now. Be still and be aware of love. I am love. I am lovable. I am loving. I am loved. Of all the happy times that you have been and experienced love in your life, the joy, the sweetness, the rightness of the moment, let that energy grow within you and radiate out beyond the physical bounds of the body.
Remembering that I am love, I am loving, and I am lovable. Created in the image and likeness of Source. One with God, one with all. There is only oneness.
Settle into the bliss of love. Tranquility of peace. Be still. Be aware.
time to come back. Gently and slowly bringing your consciousness to this time and place. Move your fingers, move your toes, and returning your breath to a normal breath. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes. To the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, and to all of our holy teachers, all the avatars, beings of light, and angelic forces of light, we thank you for your divine guidance, divine insights, and divine awareness. We thank you for granting us the insight and the courage to look at ourselves and let go of the things that need to die in order that we may live in a state of peace and love and consciousness. We are so deeply grateful for your priceless blessings. And we say this with the deepest of gratitude, the deepest respect, and the deepest love. Amen.
Raising your hands to blessing position. So, elbows bent, palms facing forward, shoulder height. See in front of you all those who you may have harmed through angry moments, moments of separation or grudges you held or anything that created distance, separation, and suffering. See them in front of you and bless them now. Or those who may have harmed you similarly, bless them now. Send them the love and peace as truly who you are, and share that with them now. It could be a spouse, a sibling, parent, friend. Send them love now. And to the victims of these terrorist acts, their friends, their families, their communities, send and bless them with love. May they know that all is well. And to those who perpetuated acts of violence around the world, send them love that their hearts may soften and the light may fill the darkness of the shadows within. And may they come to know the joy of peace. Bless them, bless everyone on the planet with love. See the planet be engulfed in pink energy. And now lower your hands. Take a deep breath. And let it out. You know, together we can make a tremendous difference in the world. When we meditate together, we create a collective energy that is not just arithmetically increased, but logarithmically. This means that the power of 2 versus 4 is not just 2 plus 2 equals 4, but it would be maybe the magnitude of 10 or 20 people meditating individually. So please, bring a friend, a family member, get them to meditate too. And remember what we said about What the Bleep, that the power of 4,000 was able to change the consciousness of literally millions. It doesn't take a very large shift to make a difference. Together we can make that difference. And we want to thank you for taking that leap of faith and declaring your power by owning your creations. This is the way of the Master, the way of transformation and change, not within your life, but in the lives of all around us. So thank you. We honor that. It takes courage. Thank you. If you'd like to learn more about our programs, the Ascension Breathing body of teachings and seminars and workshops we have coming up, please visit our website at ascensionbreathing.com. While we're about breath work, and we use the breath because it's a powerful tool of moving prana or energy, our teachings go way, way beyond that. So we encourage you to check it out and join us. In 2016, we hope to be having some programs on the web and via conference calls, meaning that you don't need to travel to Michigan, although we'd always welcome you if you do. Please go to our Facebook page, which is globalbreathinstitute.com, is the parent company, so to speak, and like us out there. We'd really appreciate that. You can reach us by emailing us at inspired@ascensionbreathing.com or calling us at 734-416-5200.
And if you are part of a community that would love to have us come and share our programs with you, we would love to do that. So please just get in touch with us and we can discuss the details.
That's great. We just love bringing the light of the breath and seeing smiles and joy on people's faces. It's just a sight to behold. So we love sharing the work and we love sharing this meditation with you, and we love that you're a part of our community. And so until next month, which will be about, by the way, the light of the season, the light of the holiday, bringing the light awake, or the light awake, the light turned on brightly from within so it can radiate out for all to feel and see and be. Until next month, Namaste.
Namaste.